This is an emergency announcement to all passengers and crew. Please follow the guiding lights to the escape pods. There has been a malfunction. Please do not panic. Plutonic Flight 999 is equipped with the requisite number of escape pods as per joint government law. There is a pod for everyone. Your safety is our priority.
We'll make it through. It's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
The pods are connected by radio. We will be able to talk to you.
Here, buckle this strap.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you in a minute.
Yeah.
Whoa?
Yeah?
Can you repeat after me?
Yeah.
It's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
No, it's gonna be okay.
It's gonna be okay.
I've got the best bandmate in the galaxy, so of course...
It's gonna be okay.
Air. Nominal. Pressure. Nominal. Temperature. Nominal. Vital signs. Stabilizing.
What is this? Where am I?
Is there anywhere to pee in these things?
This is not exactly the start to my wander that I had imagined.
I'm in an escape pod with an AI that can't hear me.
It can't hear you either?
I'd like to say goodbye to my husband before I die.
You start talking like that, you're as good as dead already.
Pascal! Pascal!
Are you all right?
Whoa? Hey! Anyone out there?
Oh, I wish I could talk to Loki.
Connections may be spotty and sporadic, but I am still working to get you in contact with the other pods.
There's no sense walking around the shadow. I'm not going to pretend to make you feel better. These pods are built to keep people alive while we wait for rescue, and that's it. We can't control anything in them. We just have to wait.
An escape pod is hardly a death sentence, usually. There's air enough that people can stay alive in them for days. The real problem is the lack of comms. Our pods were flung away from the explosion at an incredible speed, and with nothing to slow them down, we're gonna Newton's first law ourselves very far, very fast. We already have. Every second, we're flung further away from the explosion site. Do you have any clue just how insanely huge space is? Of course you don't!
Hey there. Just wanted to let you know that there is a lot of interference in this part of space.
In the latest episode of Dr. Song, we'll see you now.
Are we really alone?
But that's not all for eccentric news. In outer space.
Where did this ancient species come from?
What's up, spacers?
Action! It's Row 12.
Interviews with the band.
Chats with the fans.
And the latest hits. This is the just this once
reaction.
Is it finally over?
Hello, can anyone... Can you hear me? This is Pascal Almagest, passenger on Plutonic Flight 999.
From Brady Entertainment, as you it's Rose Well. Use the game you know and love. Unleash your inner ancient Earth athlete in Row 12.
You'd think floating in an escape pod with no solid comms link is the one place in the universe you'd be safe from advertisements.
What was that? I bumped something. The pod bumped something. There's something out there.
The group elders do say to expect the unexpected during your wander.
Plutonic are cheapskates on maintenance. Everyone knows that. There's nothing we can do now but wait. Rescue will be coming soon.
What if I told you it was sabotage?
What?
Sabotage! Like someone messing with the flight? Sabotage!
Be very careful what words you're throwing around here.
That's one of the first rules of being a spacer. If the question has no good answers, it's better you don't ask it.
I need you to tell me in detail exactly what you saw as you made your way to the escape pod.
You let them go into the cockpit and reprogram ship.
If you're seeing this, Pilardman, everything will have changed. You should know I tried to stop it, and I failed. But I died doing something that mattered. For once in my damn life.
Trust me. I can last longer without food or water than any of you.
Our coordinates. What are they?
Fuck. We're too close.
Rogue Maker, a science fiction podcast, premiering on May 4th, 2022.
Have you been listening to it? It's been speaking to us. Have you been listening to it?
It's hopeless.
It's hopeless.
Look up.